Bank of Cardiff, this is Lena. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Tom Leverton, and I had received one of your some information in the mail about for my business.
Okay, what is the 16-digit reservation code on your letter?
I'm sorry?
What is the 16-digit reservation code on the letter you received, please?
2311 1701 0048 5543.
Okay, just one moment. I will pull the file. And it would be Proset Inc. Incorporated, right?
That's correct.
And you are the owner of the business, right?
I am.
Okay, and how long you've been the owner? When did you become the owner? What year?
How long what?
How long you've been the owner? When? What year did you become the owner of
20
the
years. 20 years.
And what is your business doing? What is your line of business?
We're a waterproofing company. You know, we do energy-efficient rooftops, fountains, parking decks, that nature.
Okay. And you are in Monroe, Louisiana, right?
That's right.
Okay. What is your business phone number, please?
318-324-1929.
Okay. And your email address?
Proset Inc. That's Proset Inc. At BellSouth.net.
At BellSouth?
BellSouth. B-E-L-L. S-O-U-T-H.
South.com. Or .net.
BellSouth.net.
Net. Okay. And what is your business's gross annual sales, approximately, please?
Well, about 1.3, 1.4 million a year.
And what do you need funds for right now?
What? I'm sorry?
What do you need funds for right now? What do you need money for?
Well, you know, we need some more equipment, new equipment. We have a new line that we want to start. You know, we have a patent on a particular product that we want to develop marketing and the sales and the manufacturing capabilities for it.
Okay, so mainly you need equipment.
That's correct.
And how much are you expecting to spend for this equipment?
Anywhere from 125 to 150,000.
And how is your personal credit looks?
How does
your personal credit, is it good, fair?
It's good. It's good.
Good. Okay.
I guess my rating is 700 something, something like that.
Okay.
You know.
No problem. Okay, we have the equipment financing program. When we pay to the vendor, whoever you want us to pay to, you find your equipment, tell us where to pay, and we finance it for up to 5 years. We pay to the vendor, and then you have monthly payments to the bank. So,
and what kind of interest rate are on equipment that you have?
We have all different, I mean, it starts somewhere 3 to 5%, and it can go up.
Three to five.
And that would be
a vehicle. Also, it could be 3 to 5%, something like that. I guess it really doesn't matter what you use it for, but it's equipment, right?
Right, right. It just depends on the qualifications of your business and on the collateral, because what you're
Right.
buying, how good collateral it is. If it's a very specific thing which just for your business, so, you know.
Right,
But
right.
it starts
Gotcha.
and we have all the way, you know, we have 98% approval, so it's almost anybody can be approved. But the terms are different. All depends on the qualifications of the business.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any loans on your business right now?
I have a SBA loan. I think I owe about $140,000 on that.
Mm-hmm. I see. And that's with Regions Bank?
I'm sorry? That's with what?
That's with Regions Bank. Regions Bank, that's where you have your SBA loan?
No, that was an old, that was old. Yeah.
Oh, that's old. Mm-hmm. I see. That's just the UCC which shows up on your business.
Yeah, Regions Bank, I don't think we've done any business with them in almost 20 years, I believe. You know.
Not really.
Okay.
Oh, but sometimes, you know, banks are selling your loans from one to the other, and you don't even know who filed UCC because this UCC is from November of 2015. So.
Oh, and it shows Regions Bank, is that right?
Yeah, yes. Yes.
Wow.
I'm not sure that this is absolutely correct, but usually it's...
would this show a bit large amount? Like
I don't know the amount. It just shows that UCC was filed. But
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, because we haven't had any dealings with Regions Bank. It's probably close to 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's very strange.
It's okay. You can always check it with Secretary of State what kind of UCCs you have in your business. Okay, but if you need like $125,000 to $150,000 for equipment, I think we can do it. We also have a working capital loans if you need it, unsecured loans. And you probably
That's a higher interest rate?
Yes. It's a higher interest rate. It's a shorter term. It's up to 2 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what would that be, the interest rate on that? Is that...
It starts somewhere at 12 to 15 cents on a dollar.
So 12%, 12 to 15%, huh?
See, it's not always for a year. It could be 9 months, could be 15 months.
Okay.
Again,
so let me just ask you, because I have done this before on occasion where I needed $10,000 for working capital or something, I would buy it, you know, I would get it.
From
a funding
company? What did you get?
Liberty Funding.
Liberty. Yeah, but that was probably your personal loan, right? I don't think Liberty does business.
It went directly into the business, so I don't know.
Yeah, but it's probably
paid it back.
Our loan.
Yeah.
Our loans are not reported to your personal credit, so
it's a business. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that was set up. I guess it was personal, but I'm just not sure because I have one right now that I'm paying off, and that one was for
Liberty.
20, yes, yeah, that was for $20,000. And it's down to $9,000 or something like that now, and you know I'm just going to pay it off, and I think it'll be paid off in a month and a half, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They take out $250 a day.
A day, I see. So they
and,
give you really
so it'll
short
be paid
term.
Off in 2 months. Yeah. Is that what you do? Is that about the same thing that you guys do too?
We have a similar program, which is working capital, and we have an equipment financing.
Okay.
Equipment financing
All
is
right.
completely different program.
That's a much lower rate, right?
Right.
Interest rate.
Right. Right. And longer term and monthly payment. Yes.
And so the capital then is the higher interest rate, you know.
Right. Right.
So if you borrowed, let me just ask you this, because I'm just trying to, I'm interested in the working, not the working capital, but the more in the equipment thing than I am. But in case I ever needed working capital, I mean, I would prefer to get the better deal, you know, certainly. And
yeah.
So if I was to borrow $20,000, for instance, you know, what kind of interest would I expect to pay back on that on a short term?
Minimum like $22,400. That would be the minimum.
So that would be 10% or something like that, roughly. Right?
12.
Yeah.
Yeah, 12 cents 12% on the dollar. It's just.
So it might be 23,000, something like that. Right? But not 30,000.
That's what you're paying right now?
Yep.
Yeah, that's really high. And you have it for a very short time, right?
Yeah, I've had I've done several of those things and this is
1.5. It's usually when you have really, really bad credit. And I don't have bad credit.
I mean,
yeah,
my credit rating is like 711 or something like that. It's
for
not
somebody
greatest,
who has really bad credit,
you know,
or too many insufficient funds on the bank statements or some problems with the business, then our probably the highest would be 1.4. You are paying 1.5. So,
right. Well, The company is pretty good. The personal is pretty good. So I guess they're just charging me a lot more than they should, you know.
No, I will explain you why. We are a small private bank. We either give our own loan initiated with only our funds, or we work with pretty much everybody in the business, and we always look for the best loan for our clients using our risk assessment. Our credit department does the risk assessment. We offer our partners to participate, but we participate in every loan. That's the first thing. Second, because we have equipment financing, we can afford to do a little better prices for our customers for working capital.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this case, I mean, you can do the math. You know, it was $251 per day, 21 days a month, times 126 payments. That's whatever that comes out to. It's like $30,000, I think, something like that. And I borrowed it may have been 22.
It's even more. Like that. It's $32,600.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of money. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure we can get you better.
I need to talk to you guys about doing working capital loans occasionally. We don't do them all the time, but, you know, occasionally. And I know the way they do this is they look at our bank statements for 3 months? Is that the same way you do it?
Yes, we usually, first time we need 6 months. We need your 1 year business tax return. That's it.
Right.
And
well,
one
that's
page
no
application.
Problem.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, usually,
and,
you know, we deposit somewhere in the neighborhood of $100,000 a month, maybe a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, we can get you probably up to $100,000 or even more if you need. We usually give 10 to 15% of gross annual sales.
Well, what would it be, as I said, this other loan will be paid off in less than 2 months.
You don't have to wait. We can pay it off as part of the new loan.
Wow. Now, that might be an interesting way to do it.
Sure.
'Cause that would save me money, right? You know.
Yeah, if they will, yeah, they will give you a discount probably on prepayment.
Right, that's right. You're right.
Yeah.
What do I need to do? Do I need to...
I'll tell you. So you need working capital and you need the equipment loan, right?
Yeah, and not always working capital. I wasn't planning on getting another loan for working capital after this one was paid off.
You were planning just for equipment. You were planning just for equipment.
That's right.
Okay.
But I would like to see, but at the same time, I would like to see if what I would need to do. Let me ask you this. If I did all the paperwork that I needed to do, send you bank statements and all that kind of stuff and the tax return and whatever, that you could set us up to qualify to maybe pay off this other loan and to qualify to borrow, you know, I don't know, $5,000 or $10,000 or something like that to get started, then would that be a wise move to be able to establish something with your company?
Yes, but you don't need funds right now, I assume, since you're talking about $5,000.
No, I really don't. I really don't, but, you know, that could change in 2 months.
Then I would wait until you need it. Why would you take money? You can establish your relationships with us by doing just equipment right now. That's fine, too.
Well, the only reason I mentioned that is because you said that maybe we could pay that off and I could save some money by doing that.
Yeah, but still, see, they will not take this money with no interest. You will still pay some interest to them, even if you prepay, I'm pretty sure.
So I may not save very much. I might save $1,000 or something like that.
Yes. So I would wait. Since your balance is so low with them, just $9,000, we can start with the equipment if you are ready to buy equipment now.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do I need to do?
I will send you an email with the application, and to start with, I will need your 3 months bank statements, only first pages for equipment, and the application, and whatever advertising, quote, invoice, whatever you have on equipment, or just a description, so we would know what you're buying. Just any information on equipment you are buying, application and 3 months bank statements. I'll send you the email with all this.
That'll be fine.
Okay.
And what is your name?
My name is Lena.
Lena?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if can you write down my extension just in case? I will send you email with all my information. But my extension here is 33644.
33644.
6 4 4.
Mhm. Okay. 33644. Is that right?
Right. Mhm.
Okay. Okay, Lena. I will. Okay. That sounds good. I think I like what I'm hearing, and I know I'm spending too much for working capital. I know I'm doing that.
Yeah, we can do anything better.
Yeah, but I've never wired it for working capital up until about a year ago, and so I knew it would be higher. I like this. I like this idea.
Okay, so let's start with your equipment, and then we will do the working capital when you need it.
Thank you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling, and please call me if you have any questions. I will send you this email shortly.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.